Welcome to the world of Paws and Tails.
Land ho! We're coming into the port of Wildwood!
Wild Mountain can be a pretty dangerous place. If you stay on the trails and stick with me, there's adventures to be had there too.
Oh, CJ, jump! It's too far! It wasn't too far for me, you big baby.
Ah! I do believe this is the best band we've had in years.
Band music makes me feel so warm and fuzzy.
CJ, you're a bear. You're always warm and fuzzy.
Insight for Living. Proud to present Paws and Tails. This afternoon finds our friends at the Collins Mansion, and though they're trying their best to be calm and use quiet indoor voices, well, let's just say it ain't quite working out that way. Truth is, the whole gang's about to bust wide open with excitement because tomorrow is their big camping trip with Pawpaw Chuck. Mrs. Collins was nice enough to let him borrow some of Mr. Collins' old camping equipment. The trouble is, no one remembered to ask where he kept it. So the kids are on the hunt, each one just a-zigging and a-zagging all over the house.
Where would he keep camping stuff?
In the garage. Camping stuff belongs in the garage.
Let's look in this room first.
No, let's start in the garage.
Hey, let's start in the cellar. Everybody knows camping stuff goes in the cellar.
Let's see what's up these stairs.
Smart.
Let's all try very, very hard out to never do that again.
For those of you who haven't visited the Collins Mansion before, well, it's a pretty overwhelming place. It was built by James T. Collins, the wealthiest man to ever live in Wildwood. Before he passed away some 10 years ago, he traveled the world, bringing back unusual items and historical artifacts from every corner of the globe. And for every place he'd go to, he had another room built onto the mansion to hold all of his findings. Now, it'd take someone just short of a lifetime to discover everything he collected. So with all those rooms, it's the ideal place for the club to play. You just never know what you're going to find. The trouble is, when you know what you need to find, well, it can be a bit of a challenge actually finding it.
Wow! Look in here! What do you suppose this was used for? A weapon?
Probably not a weapon. It's a mop, Goose.
So it is. So it is.
Now get out of the closet and let's find the camping stuff.
All right, everyone, listen up. We've got a lot to do and not much time to do it, so we have to work together like a well-oiled machine. Agreed?
Agreed!
All right, let's look in this room first.
Stacy, let's start in the garage.
Let's see what's up these things.
Let's start in the cellar. Camping stuff goes in the cellar.
Ow! Ow! Perhaps I didn't mention this before, but let's all try very, very hard to never do that again.
Is everyone all right?
Oh, hi. Are you Wally?
Yes, Wally Wicket. How did you know?
Mrs. Collins told us you were coming today.
Well, how good of her.
Hi.
Nice to meet you, Wally.
How are you?
Welcome, Wally Wicket. What brings you west?
She told us, but I didn't understand. What does your dad do?
Oh, yes. He's a paleontologist.
Well, if she'd explained it like that, we would have all gotten it.
He's kidding. What does one of those guys do exactly?
Largely dig up old bones and learn from them.
Well, Wally Wicket, we're really wondering what would make a traveler of the wild world want to wind up in Wildwood.
Are you finished?
Well, I'm wondering what...
So, what brings you here?
My father's here doing research for a book he's writing.
Oh, how exciting!
What kind of research?
Years ago, my father went on an expedition with Mr. Collins, and now he's come to look for some of the fossils they dug up together.
In this place, that could take a while.
We're here for the weekend.
Hey, we're going camping tomorrow with Papa Chuck. If your dad says it's okay, you want to go with us?
Well, I wouldn't want to impose.
Come on, it'll be great. We're gonna hike and fish and...
And eat chocolate. We would really like if Wally Wicket would walk with us and wind up in Wild Mountain, which is way west of where we are.
It does sound like great fun. I'll go ask my father.
And so it was all arranged for Wally to join his new friends in their big camping adventure. So the next morning, bright and early...
Okay, now, has everyone double-checked to make sure that they have all their supplies?
You bet.
Yes, sir.
Then let's pray before we go. Dear Lord, thanks for this beautiful day. We thank you for giving us healthy bodies to hike with. We ask that you watch over us and grant us safety as we go out to explore the amazing wilderness that you've created. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen!
All right then, troops, strap on your backpacks. We're on our way!
All right!
Yeah.
Let's go!
Let's go!
Yeah.
You just smell those flowers?
This is a perfect day. Just perfect.
Hey, you slowpokes. Bet you can't keep up with me.
Stacy, the whole point of hiking is to enjoy the scenery. How can you enjoy it if you're racing past it?
You know, CJ, maybe you're right. Let me think about this for a second. Nope, you're wrong. And you're a big old slowpoke.
Stacy, you do need to stay with the group.
Aw, but they're going so slow.
Just remember, kids, Wild Mountain can be a pretty dangerous place. But if you stay on the trails and stick with me, there's adventures to be had here, too.
It's hard to believe any place this beautiful could actually be dangerous.
Well, I believe it, because I feel a very dangerous attack of hay fever coming on. Did anybody bring a tissue?
Nope.
Sorry. Just use a leaf or something.
For tissue paper?
When you're roughing it like we are, you gotta improvise.
So, Wally, what do you think of Wild Mountain?
It's quite spectacular.
Something the matter?
Oh, nothing's wrong. It's just...
Just what?
Well, before we began, you all closed your eyes and prayed.
Yeah?
It seemed a little, I don't know, odd.
Odd? Don't you pray?
No, we don't.
How do you talk to God?
We don't believe there is such a thing as God.
No God? Why would you think that?
My father says that we can only believe in things we can prove with scientific evidence. Have you ever seen this God you pray to?
Well, no. God's a spirit. No one can see him.
If you can't see him, how can you be at all certain he exists?
Because he just does. It's in the Bible. He just does. Everyone knows that.
If God were real, why wouldn't he just show himself to us? Believing in something you can't see doesn't make any sense.
We'll ask Papa Chuck. He'll know the answer.
How can anyone know for sure that God exists if we can't see him?
Now, about that same time, Stacy was headed for trouble of a different sort.
Stacy, we're getting ahead of the group. I'm gonna slow down.
That's probably a good idea. You go ahead and do that, slowpoke.
Papa Chuck said to stay with the group.
But those guys are going so slow, it's like hiking with a bunch of slugs. Papa Chuck won't mind if I go ahead a little bit.
Go ahead if you want, but I'm gonna wait here for the others to catch up.
Fine, I'll send you a postcard when I get there. Let's see, how would I address that? Oh, that's right, to Mr. Slowpoke.
I can't even see her. Stacy! Stacy! Stacy!
Oh, brother, do I go left or right? Now I'm gonna have to wait for the slowpokes.
Help! Papa Chuck! Help!
We'll be
right back with more Paws and Tails after this.
Bedtime can be story time with Paws and Tails episodes on CD or MP3. Engage your child's imagination through adventure, fun, and music, and help her heart to know more about the God of the Bible. Springboard into meaningful conversations or sing along with the lesson songs. Collect your episodes at pawsandtails.org and start a journey in Wildwood today.
Help! Papa Chuck! Help!
Stacy, I'm coming!
Stacy, are you all right?
It's a grizzly! A great big, angry grizzly just around the corner! He was huge!
You kids wait here and stay close. I'm going up ahead to have a look.
Nobody move till I get back.
I don't understand why we can't simply talk this over with the other grizzly and find out what he's so upset about.
If we were back in Wildwood, that might work. But this is the wilderness, Wally. The rules are different out here.
There he is. Papa Chuck, did you find him?
Come on ahead, troops. It's all clear.
Did you find the grizzly?
No, he's gone.
Do you think he wanted to hurt us?
I expect not. But I'm glad we didn't have to find out. I hope this serves as a reminder to all of you. Stay close to me.
Sorry.
Now let's keep moving. We want to reach our campsite while there's still plenty of daylight left.
Please tell me we're not hiking all the way to the top.
Of Wild Mountain? That'd take days. We're just going to Precipice Lake.
It's a lake where the fish are big and hungry.
It's about the most beautiful place on Earth.
Just hope it doesn't have a lot of flowers because my nose sure could use
a rest?
Bingo! Ew! I think I just sneezed up a lung.
Wow, guys, look!
Yay, we're here! Oh, look at the lake.
Whoa, turn around. You can see all the way to Wildwood.
Oh, look, a ship's leaving the bay.
The ocean looks like it just keeps going forever and ever.
Papa Chuck, what's over there?
That is Shadow Valley.
It looks kind of scary.
Can we go there?
No, CJ. The creatures of Shadow Valley have turned their backs on God. They're wild. And they only live by their animal instincts.
Have you ever been there, Papa Chuck?
Yes, I have.
Is he okay? I've never seen him like this. Is he sad or scared?
Can we go swimming now?
First we have some work to do. When you're in the wilderness, it's important that you make sure your basic needs are taken care of before nightfall. Who knows what the basic needs are?
A place to sleep.
Yep. Shelter is definitely one of the basic needs. So we'll start by setting up our tents.
We'll need to build a fire.
Good, Wally. Let's start gathering firewood. Any other basic needs?
Chocolate!
I'm not sure chocolate actually counts as one of the basic needs.
Well, that's entirely a matter of opinion.
But we do need food. Somebody'll have to go catch some trout from the lake.
Yeah, they're mine.
All right. First the tents, firewood, and then the fishing poles. Let's get to work.
Yeah!
And before they knew it, the tents were up, the wood was gathered, and the fish were biting.
Look! I caught another one!
Me too! And mine's bigger than yours!
Goose, that's a log.
Well, technically, yes, but it's still bigger than yours.
All afternoon, the kids swam and explored and generally had about as much fun as they'd ever had. When the sun finally went down, Papa Chuck started the campfire and fried up the fish in a big iron skillet.
I am stuffed. I can't eat another thing.
Anyone want some s'mores?
Is this a trick question?
S'mores, yes!
This is what I came for.
What exactly is a s'more?
It's chocolate. The most important part, marshmallows and graham crackers.
S'mores are my favorite part of camping.
That's because chocolate is a basic need and the most important of the four food groups.
Goose, what on earth is the matter with your nose?
I've got allergies.
But it's all big and red and bumpy.
Fido, it's making me crazy. It itches real bad.
Goose, those leaves you were blowing your nose on, what kind were they?
I don't know. Just leaves. Kind of green and shiny.
Did they have groups of three leaves at the end of each stem?
Well, yeah, I think they did.
That's poison oak. Don't you remember the saying I taught you? Leaves of three, let it be.
Well, of course I remember the saying, now that my nose is all itchy.
Well, whatever you do, don't scratch it. It'll only make it worse.
Okay, don't scratch your nose. Don't scratch your nose. Do not scratch your nose. Whoops, I just scratched my nose.
Papa Chuck. Can I ask him, Wally?
Please do.
Wally doesn't believe in God because he can't see him.
My father is a scientist, and he says that you have to be able to prove things are true. You can't just believe in them.
Well, lots of folks see it like that.
Well, I do.
There's a lot of things that are true, but you can't hold them in your hand.
Like what, for instance?
Love. Do you love your father?
Certainly.
Well, show it to me. Can you hold love in your hand?
Well, no.
There's a lot of things like that. Some things just can't be touched or proven. Doesn't make them any less true.
They sat around the campfire eating s'mores, counting shooting stars, and telling stories till they couldn't keep their eyes open any longer. Then they all crawled into their tents and went to sleep, which would have been the perfect ending to a perfect day. Except, a few hours later, the wind began to blow. And it just kept on blowing harder and harder until finally...
What was that?
Oh, the wind is starting to blow down the trees!
Everyone out of the tents!
I'm scared!
Papa Chuck, what do we do?
We're gonna have to try and find cover from... Where's CJ?
He's back in the tent!
He can't find one of his shoes!
All right, let's go back and get him.
He's falling off the tent! CJ, get out of there!
CJ!
We'll be right back with more Paws and Tails after this.
With everything else you have to do today, how do you find time, as the Bible says, to train up your child in the way he should go? Let Paws and Tails help. Each Paws and Tails episode teaches an important biblical concept in a fun and memorable way. And you'll have a perfect opportunity to use each story as a springboard for speaking directly to the heart of your child. Visit our website today at pawsandtails.org for ministry resources that can help you build godly kids. That's pawsandtails.org.
Are you all right?
I can't get out.
Hang on. You okay?
Yeah.
We've got to get out of this storm.
But where? There's nothing but trees for miles.
Get close. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, we're in a bad spot here. We need your help.
Oh,
it's
him.
Stacy, get behind me.
Goliath, is that you?
It is. We need shelter.
Over here.
Pawpaw Chuck and the kids followed the grizzly along a narrow path until they finally came to the mouth of a cave. The kids huddled in the back, trying to keep warm, while Pawpaw Chuck and the grizzly stood talking near the entrance.
Thanks again. You've been very kind.
Not all would have done as I did. There are still many here who would take great pride in bringing down the great Goliath.
No.
Is that one CJ?
Yes. Yes, he is.
He'll be the next one, won't he?
I think so. I'm working with him now.
Good luck. Be wary and watch your back.
I will. Thanks again.
Goodbye, Goliath.
How are you kids doing? Everyone, sun's up. Let's start back.
That's a lot of damage.
Who would have guessed the wind could do all this?
Wally, do you really believe the wind did all this?
What do you mean?
Did you actually see the wind?
Yes, it was blowing everything.
The wind is invisible. You can't see it. If you can't see the wind, how can you be so sure it exists?
The trees were flying around like twigs.
That's exactly right, Wally. And that's just how it is with God.
Yeah, even though we can't see God, we can see what he does.
For instance?
Like this mountain and all the trees and, well, everything. God made it all, including us.
Some people say all this just got here by mistake, and the whole earth just kind of came together by accident. But you've seen what happens in accidents.
Stuff gets smashed and crunched and broken, and it all falls apart.
Nature is a complex masterpiece of carefully designed parts, all working together in balance and harmony. That isn't the kind of thing that happens by accident. That's creation, God's creation. And it shows us just a tiny glimpse of his power.
Okay, I've got to give that some thought.
I think you should, Wally. It could be the most important thinking you'll ever do. Let's head back to camp. I want to get home and tell your folks you're all right.
And as the kids hiked back down the mountain toward Wildwood, they had a new sense of appreciation for the nature that surrounded them. When the gang finally arrived back in Wildwood, they found their parents anxiously awaiting them outside Papa Chuck's shop. Wally ran up to his father and gave him a big hug.
Well, I can see you're all right. What a sparkle in your eyes.
It was wonderful and scary and just great. Did you find what you were looking for?
I did find the fossils I wanted. However...
What, Father?
Well, the more I studied them and the more I read Mr. Collins' notes on what the Bible has to say about the origins of the world, I think there may be some evidence that I haven't considered.
Yeah, me too.
Thank you for your kindness, everyone. Our ship sails at noon. We must be off.
Thank you for everything, especially the s'mores.
See you, Wally.
Bye, Wally.
Father, did you know that the wind is invisible? How can anyone know for sure that God exists if we can't see him?
Well, son, it's kind of like this. You can't see the wind a-blowing, though you're looking everywhere. But those trees and leaves start going, and that's how you know it's there. And God is like the wind that can't be seen by anyone. But we know God is by the things he's done. Well, he set this world a-spinning, and he made the deep blue sea. And he's the one that formed the sun that shines on you and me. There's a universe of reasons, but they all come down to one. We know God is by the things he's done.
Look at the birds that sing. Somebody gave them wings.
How about that porcupine?
Oh, what a cool design!
Oyster pearls and flying squirrels, God made them by his word.
Without him, this would never, ever, ever have occurred.
Well, a watch must have a maker, or it's just parts on a shelf. And a cake must have a baker, You wouldn't say it baked itself. All creations have creators. They don't simply just become. So we know God is by the things he's done.
Hummingbirds, cactus, jellyfish? Boy, he sure made a lot of stuff. I mean, what are the odds of all that happening by chance?
Wait, I know. The odds of all this happening by chance are one in a million, million, million,
Goose.
Million, 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 Goose. Million, 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 million.
Oh, let's million, just go on.
Look at the elephant.
That was no accident.
He made the fish that swim.
It wasn't even hard for him.
The man has made a thing or two
of some complexity.
None of them is half as fearfully, wonderfully made as me.
You're right, CJ. So yes, son, God's invisible. You can't see him with your eye. But this great big world around us is a proof we can't deny. We're surrounded by his evidence. He's given us a ton.
We know God is.
We know God is.
We know God is by the things he's done.
Million, 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 million.
Goose, isn't there an easier way to say it?
Well, you could say it would take a miracle.
My point exactly.
To order a copy of today's program, God with the Wind, call us at 1-866-968-PAWS. That's 1-866-968-PAWS. God with the Wind was written by Clark Corkum and directed by David Carl. We Know God Is was written by Sandy Howell and Nick Brown. Music was by Tim Hossman, and our sound designer was Eric Basil. PAWS and Tales is an Insight for Living production. On the next PAWS and Tales...
I could take care of the lighthouse.
The oil has to be checked every day.
I can do that.
Where's the light from the lighthouse?
I was just up there 2 days ago, or three. Oh, man, it's been 6 days. No wonder the light went out.
We're gonna hit the rocks.
Drop anchor. Lower the sails. We've got to stop this ship right now.
Be sure to join us for another episode of Insight for Living's PAWS and Tales.